Just gonna pick the GIF of a cat with the rainbow good morning. How do you feel about that?
Oh, look. Yeah, he's waking up. He's yawning. Little kitty yawn.
Mm-hmm.
Meow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There it is right there. Tweeted out. What's up, everyone? Welcome to the morning show. It is August 9th. Very happy it's Thursday. Street sweeping. Not happy about that. Not happy about that.
I'm all fucked on like what day it is.
It's Thursday. It's almost Friday. You're almost through the weekend.
Almost Friday.
You're almost to sleepy time.
Yeah.
I can tell you need, conservatively looking at you, you're about 20 hours of sleep deprived.
That is very true.
You're gonna
and
have
I also
to sleep
slept
all
bad last night. Like I'm just realizing that. This whole vector.
Yeah. This whole sector 9
sector is what
of my shoulder.
For.
Vectors are great.
Yeah, like vectors that. Are dope though. Mm-hmm. That's true. Last night, Gia and I went to her friend's book signing, which is a statement that I could say. And it was what it was. But then we went to dinner and we went to the Woodford Fish Co. or whatever.
Oh, yeah,
it's
I like that place.
Pretty
up
good.
In Pack Heights.
Pretty well, we went to the one that is on Castro.
We took Bernie there one time.
We did.
Yeah.
We did. Same place. So
and I can't tell if he likes it because you never know with Bernie.
You never fucking
I was like,
know.
How was it? And he's like, yeah.
But we go in on the window, it says Tuesday, $1 oysters, and I lost my shit. I was like, let's fucking go. And we got in, we waited and stuff, and then I asked for him, like, you know it's not Tuesday, right? And I was like, fuck! I could have sworn it was Tuesday.
It's Wednesday. I'm in a time displacement field
sad.
As well, my friend.
Oh, it's because we did GOG yesterday.
We did do GOG yesterday, and that's traditionally Tuesday. You guys are doing Gamescast today, right?
Which is normal.
That's normal.
That's normal. Okay.
Yeah.
What did we? Wednesdays. What do we usually do?
I was all fucked because the Smash Bros thing, man. Being up at 7 a.m. yesterday was like,
yeah, that fucked
my body went into shock.
I've been having weird ass dreams because I'm about. Two quarters or two thirds of the way through Ken Burns' The Vietnam War.
Uh-huh.
And man, that fucks you up. That is that series. It's a great documentary series, but it's an hour and a half per episode. And there's
Jesus.
Like 8 episodes.
My God.
And it takes you through deep. But I'm like,
that has the war started yet?
No, yeah, it started. We're knee deep in it. We've committed about 500,000 troops at this point. And we've killed somewhere in the field of hundreds of thousands of Viet Cong, but we're not quite sure because we've inflated those numbers. It's a whole rigmarole.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very depressing subject, but you know
it
it's
is.
Not depressing, Tim Geddes.
The California Morning
this
Show.
This is your morning show. We
oh,
do this
man.
11 a.m. Pacific time, Monday through Friday, each week, with the exception of last week. And a lot of you reached out to me on Twitter or in person if I saw your arch text and said, hey, I miss the morning show. And I said, but I'm standing here in front of you in person. And they said, no, that's not as good as when you're on camera. Because you're short and kind of squatty. And I was like, it's true. It's very, very true. Of course, if you guys are watching live, we love you very much. We're going to be talking to you throughout the entire show, just like Nightwing593, who says, King Franchise, nice. Well, hopefully you can sneak it all in. True rewards have never been spoken. You know what I mean? Just like, you really hit to the core of it on that one. If you're watching
Dobro and Sons in the chat.
Who's that?
Dobro and Sons says, you guys never read my name when I sub. Not a big deal. Just pointing out. That doesn't make sense. We read every name.
Well, sometimes
sure,
we don't, though, because...
I for sure blame him. I'm sure he does it.
If sometimes we only read us, like because the subs go so fast that you don't see him in the day. So if you sub today, right now, by the way, it might not be there.
Hmm.
What you got to do is right when I start reading the names, you sub.
Yeah.
And then it pops out on the list. You could hear your
Genius.
Pretty name come out of this pretty mouth.
Ooh, it's a
that's
pretty
what
pretty
happens.
Some
or,
people also sub at night and shit, too.
They do. Well, you know, it's different time zones. I don't understand how time works. I still, to this day,
it's
think that if I'm not... If people can't see me, the world stops. Just like Mike Seaver from Growing Pains.
Mm-hmm.
If you're watching this on YouTube, if you didn't get a chance to watch live with us, that's no big deal. Of course, if you're watching live, we're going to talk to you guys throughout the show. We will, of course, give the subscribers a little extra time at the end of the show. This is your daily reminder. If you have Amazon Prime, please link that to your Twitch account and give us your Amazon Prime account. I'm not even going to sugarcoat it anymore. We like it. It makes us feel special. It makes us feel pretty.
Mm-hmm.
It makes us feel worthwhile.
You want us to feel pretty, right?
Don't you want this guy to feel pretty? We call
I
him
do,
Blue
please.
Eyes now. We call him Old Blue Eyes now.
Because
he's not young anymore, but he's got pretty blue eyes.
I got blue eyes.
And we made that up. No one's ever in the history of pop culture ever been called Old Blue Eyes. So
yeah.
I think we're okay. If you're watching on YouTube, though, if you didn't get a chance to watch live, no big deal. We love you very much. Please leave a comment in the comment section, and I'll get over to you. I love seeing all the comments in there. It's great. Tim, what's the word for today?
The word for the day is General Electronics.
General Electronics.
It's two words.
It's two words, but spell it however you want. Spell it as cool as you possibly can. Let's see. Is that the whole rigmarole? That is the whole rigmarole. Let's go into housekeeping, Kev. Oh, I didn't think he was over there for a second.
What kind of hotel is this?
Kevin's uncharacteristically quiet today.
Mm-hmm.
And
tired,
it scares
guys.
Me.
I'm tired. I'm so exhausted. This morning, I've started biking to work again.
Uh-huh. Oh, that'll do it.
And I decided yesterday, as a personal challenge, I was still going to bike, even though I had to be here at 6:45.
Smart.
That fucking sucked.
Terrible idea.
We did it, though.
I'll say this, though. I'm proud of you because you're back on the diet as well, right?
I am.
Now, some part of your tiredness could be detox. Just appreciate that.
Nah, I don't think so.
Because
I know my body.
You've gone pretty heavy.
Here's the thing. Here's
for the last thing, few months.
I can assure you it's not detox because I'm not sleeping because I'm playing Fortnite.
Ah, I and see. That's thank you again the for the invite last night. I appreciate that. Thanks.
Again,
for...
I'm not gonna hit up the champ and be like, "Hey, champ, you want to hit play with us, plebs?"
Let me ask you this question: is it the champ's job to hit people up? Is it my job in this situation, to ask people?
Who's the champ? Is it Johnny Ace or Nick right now?
Nick's the champ.
It's Nick. Okay, yeah.
John's in Madrid
it's
right
not
now.
It's John's
job. I think he's on the Amalfi Coast. I'm not quite sure.
Every night I go to sleep and I'm like, I guess I wasn't good enough for the champ to hit me up today. Every single night.
Kevin, stay right where you are because I want to show Tim what this looks like. Hold on. This is my view of Kevin, where it's just the top of his head.
Oh my God.
And the two cameras.
Tweet that out.
I'm going to do it right now.
The world needs to know.
This is amazing.
It's been a while since I've been on the kind of
thing. I know. I missed you on this show.
I don't remember. Was I on this week? I don't
you think were. You did Monday and Tuesday.
Did I really?
Yeah, I think so.
That was Joey.
Oh, it was Joey. That's right.
Okay.
It was Joey.
Oh, because I do Games Daily.
That's right.
Oh, man.
You do Games Daily with Andrea. Andrea came in too. We're all like The Walking Dead right now. Mm-hmm. Andrea usually comes in. She's got that great energy. But you could tell she was reserved. Right, and remember, I don't know if you were here on Monday.
Yeah.
She walked in, and Kevin's like, "Wow, you look terrible."
No, see, that's not how that went.
And she
down.
Was like, "Jesus,
don't
Kevin."
Do
he
that.
Just kept digging.
She what, also what was didn't it? Say Jesus.
What was it? What was it that
she
said?
She came in, Tim, and I shit you not, she sat in the chair like this.
Yeah, she fell into it. We were all on the same spot.
Yeah,
we were all in the same spot.
No, she definitely like has that voice. Where it's like Andrea always sounds exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
Like she always has the same level of energy.
Here.
And yeah, it's always there.
Yeah.
But then the last couple days, she has that rasp to her.
Uh huh. The vocal fry.
Like, hey, I'm Andrea Renee.
Yeah, we all have party girl voice right now.
Yeah. Party girl?
Yeah. Party girl voice. Where all of us, even myself included, I'm like, you know, where like you start talking and your voice just every other word it cuts out?
Yeah.
So it's just like we've been screaming in a club. My dad owns a dealership. Top on housekeeping. If you're keeping up with X-Men in review, X-Men Apocalypse dropped today, 9 a.m. on YouTube.com/kindoffunny. If you guys are watching this on YouTube, pause this. Go over and watch that. This was a good one. We are almost done with the X-Men universe.
Yes.
We got two more movies left. Logan
and Apocalypse,
Deadpool.
Logan, Deadpool 2.
Right. Yeah. So two more movies left after this. And then, of course, we are moving over to Spider-Man. Little Spider-Man action. A lot of people getting hit to your jive, by the way. A lot of people in the forums or on Reddit or in the comments are like, I'm willing to bet if you just... Oh, no. Are we out?
Yeah.
Is it blackout?
Wait, no. Hold on.
Is it blackout?
I think we might still be running. Hold on. Wait for it.
What's happening?
We're still going.
Still going.
We're back, baby.
Still going.
a little bit more squash than you're supposed to be.
It's fine, I guess.
Squash?
Punch.
I like this background. That's kind of cool. A lot of people saying, though, they're like, people are like, oh, they should do Harry Potter. And a lot of people are hip to your jive now.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, if you just count backward
from movies,
from Fantastic Beasts 2, there's a possibility that's the week that they'll start doing Harry Potter.
No, they're wrong.
Because Fantastic Beasts coming up there was too early, right?
We couldn't do it for Venom and Harry Potter.
Mm.
It just doesn't work.
Because they're too close together.
They're too close. Trust me. There was a lot of science and math put into this. I wasn't involved with those parts.
No.
But I did look at a calendar and count backwards.
That's science.
A couple times.
That's still science and math.
Yeah, we're figuring it out. We're feeling out the show. You know what I mean? I know a lot of people are like, oh, I want them to get over superheroes. People just need to realize superheroes are popular.
We also don't.
And we enjoy superheroes. So, and we have a good thing going. And it's like, we might as well just kind of like finish some things out. You know what I mean?
The thing is, we don't have an expertise for anything else.
Mm-hmm.
If you were like, Nick, let's go down the deep lineage of like classic Hollywood movie. I'd be like, no one wants to do that. We want to see superhero movies.
We want to see the superheroes.
And I'll throw up Harry Potter as a superhero movie. Because they got superpowers. They got Wingardium Leviosa.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm talking about, Kat?
100%. I'm behind you.
Next piece of housekeeping. We got a nice fun party mode up. We played Stick Fight, and it's great. This is just a green screen. We're just having some issues. This was a good one. This was one of the ones where Greg went fucking all a beautiful mind on us and just started fucking owning us. And we were like, well, I get, oh, look, he had the belt back then. Wasn't it cute? Wasn't it cute?
I hate him.
I love him.
I actually hate him.
I love your look when he did that because you were unfazed.
Womp, womp, womp is what he said.
Now, how do you feel, by the way, that about the presidential decree that happened 2 days ago on this show, by which we ruled that if you don't keep the belt for at least a week, you're not champ. You've never been champ. How do you feel about that? How does that sit with you?
I don't like that.
How does that sit with you?
That's bad.
How does that sit with you and Andy?
It was a decree.
People just don't remember my reign. I had that thing for months.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, when I won at Extra Life, the thing is, my victory.
You defended it at Extra Life as well.
I know.
Because Kevin came at you with Keyboard Cat and you defended it.
I not only won an Iron Man tournament to get the title, I then beat Kevin in a Money in the Bank match.
Yeah.
Like, I had the most effort put into winning.
You, that was the hardest fought win.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mine, when Johnny got it, very easy win. By that I mean he was just given the belt.
Yeah.
Lost and was given the belt. My win, Let's Play Live, though, probably the easiest win, period, because all I had to do was beat Andy at the one thing he was bad at, which is Super Sports Machin.
Yeah.
He could have picked Mario Tennis Aces and told Greg that before Greg had Xavier calls, but he chose not to. He could have fucking cleaned my clock with that.
Yeah, man.
He just happened to pick the one sport in Super Sport Machin that I'm better than him at.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? All right. Next up. If you can. If not, no. Worries. The last piece of housekeeping right now is there is a fan-fucking-tastic article about Greg Miller on Polygon.com right now. If you guys go over, give that a read. It's very long. It's very in-depth. It goes over basically a lot of Greg's early life career, his Mizzou, why he picked journalism, everything.
It's fantastic.
It was a nice little trip down memory lane, especially for me, because all of the touchstones that Greg has there, where he started doing the on-camera work, he started doing Up at Noon, are things that I was involved in as well. So I remember those moments in his life, and they're really, really cool. So go over and give that a read. Leave a nice comment, and if you like it, tweet at Colin Campbell X. Let him know he did a good job.
Something a lot of people have been doing that I really appreciate is leaving their favorite Greg Miller, like quote tweeting the tweet about this
fun.
With their favorite Greg Miller memories. A lot of people do in threads and stuff. It's very, very emotional.
It is very
emotional. Hitting me in them feels.
I mean, I literally, after the show yesterday, took the kids, we went and got Chipotle, brought it back, rapped with Gary Whitta for a little bit. That was always fun. And then once he bounced, sat down and just ate lunch and read this. And it was cool. It was a very nice moment for me.
It was really upsetting for me because I was like, hey, let's play Fortnite. And he was like, yeah, go grab it. And I was like, all right. And then he was like, nah. I'm going to read this article and finish
Turns out, article, way longer than I thought it was.
It was long.
I guess Greg's lived a life. You wrote this article all about me. It could be half a paragraph.
Now, what is funny, and people in the chat are saying this, is R.I.P. Greg. It does look like he's dead.
It does look like a little bit. Yeah.
I'm going to miss him, guys.
I'm going to miss him, too.
If I'm not mistaken, now, he's in the back room right now.
It's fucking crazy that Greg is dead and Jen is pregnant.
Like, yeah.
Who would have thought that those two
now
things...
Now we're just starting rumors. Jen not pregnant, Greg not dead.
I've heard it both ways.
I've heard it both ways as well.
I have heard all four ways when you bring both those things into question.
It's a four-way battle royale. That's what's going to happen. All right. Huh. What's up? How are we looking? Is the ship still alive?
Kind of.
Okay. I just keep seeing technical issues. We're having some technical issues.
Yeah, I keep seeing them too.
Okay. Quick reminder, if you guys want to tip us at the $5 or above, oh my God, at the $5 or above level, we will take those tips. Just like, let's see, Anakin's has tipped us already and said, I'm a day late for my birthday tax. Please don't time me out. Love you guys. We would never time you out for
Happy
something
birthday.
Like that. Would never time you out for something like that. I think we're caught up on tips from yesterday. Okay, awesome. Let's go into some news, if that's at all possible. Is it possible?
Oh, shit. There it is.
Nailed it.
First try.
Top on the news today, Tim. I want to see how this story sits with you. X-Men Dark Phoenix will undergo reshoots. 3 months worth of reshoots, rumors. Rumors inaccurate. Updated. Report has debunked the previous reports of X-Men Dark Phoenix was set to undergo 3 months of reboots. Collider reports that X-Men sequel will go back to Montreal for additional photography no longer than 2.5 weeks. Okay. This is not a news story. Wow, that's crazy. That's the first time this has happened. Where I've gone back to the story.
And it's been updated.
And totally debunked. Never mind. I guess they're going to do a couple weeks of reshoots, which, by the way, is fairly normal. Two to three weeks.
What's not normal, though, is a movie getting delayed.
But it was supposed to come out in November. August. Then it got punted to...
August, right? I think it was August.
Let's see. The story said... It's the latest twist in the X-Men Dark Phoenix Troubled Road to production, originally slated for a November 2018 release. Okay. The film was then pushed back to February. Following that, there was a brief moment in time where both Josh Boone's The New Mutants and X-Men Dark Phoenix seemed to have been pulled from Fox's schedule, but the IMAX confirmed both films' delayed release dates until 2019. So, this is a non-story. And slash film, you failed me for the last time. You have failed me for the last time.
Well, I mean, the story it's going to be, it's going through reshoots.
Yeah, there is still reshoots.
Two to two and a half weeks of reshoots is kind of normal for this. There's because Kevin Feige.
Is it normal, though, like this close to release?
No.
When's release? Do they still February. Have the same
day? February is now the release. It was going to be November, got pushed to February because originally New Mutants was February. They pushed that to August.
Does anybody want this?
Dark Phoenix?
I'll take it, man. In this universe?
No. Having seen Apocalypse, I can honestly say no. I don't not want it. I'll go see it. I'll definitely go see it week one.
Baby.
But it's because we do a podcast about it. Am I super jazzed about it? No. I like Sophie Turner. I like this cast.
This looks cool. It
does look cool. You're doing it right. It looks like Simon Belmont's cross that he throws.
Yeah.
Fucking dope.
He's jacked. All right, well. That was the top news story today, everyone. Let's go.
everyone, that was the top news story.
You put this next thing on here.
This is the best thing I've ever fucking seen in my life. Can we just zoom in on that as much as possible?
So these are all the Disney princesses, but in different outfits?
It's them in loungewear, man. They're just fucking chill
acting. This is what they're wearing when they're not at work, supposedly.
I love it. Like, can we just appreciate Elsa with the Frappuccino with the shirt that says, "Just let it go"?
Just let it go. That's fucking awesome.
Love it. I love Snow White, like, taking her shit back, the Poison Apple shirt. She's like, fuck it. I don't give a crap. I'm going to own that shit.
Which one
but
is
most
she?
Importantly, she's the one. Yeah, right there. The Kevin's on.
I see.
Most importantly, though, my girl Mulan with that fucking dope bomber.
But here's my thing about Mulan. She doesn't look comfortable. She's wearing jeans and a bomber?
She looks hella
comfortable. Wait, which one's
dude.
Mulan?
Bottom right.
Oh, with that net. Yeah, that's cool. I'll say this.
Dope-ass jack with the dragon on the
Did they
top?
Get... Were they able to get the original voice actresses back?
Yes. Let me see, Nick.
Because that would be dope.
Yes, they were.
They got all of them?
All of them.
So Ming-Na's, Mulan, and all that? Oh, that's fucking great. That is a great idea. And I'm calling it right now. I'm just throwing it out there, Disney. Why has there not been a Disney princesses movie?
Dude, honestly.
Just a movie about all of these Disney princesses.
I feel like this might be kind of like
Here's my pitch for it, okay? You ever see The Facts of Life?
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of girls in a school.
Yeah.
I can't remember why they were all together, but they wore boarding school outfits, and it was great.
Yeah.
That's what we do here. They all have to go to college together.
I have a slightly different pitch for you.
Okay, give it to me.
Action movie,
yeah.
Team-up movie, Avengers type, but they all have fantasy powers, so like RPG-type stuff. So imagine Elsa doing fucking ice summons and shit.
Well, we've got Elsa doing ice summons. Mulan can summon an army of the evil, undead Chinese people. Ariel is basically Aquaman, and let's see, Snow White has just an army of dwarves.
Well, I think it'd be more like the little woodland creatures.
No.
Yeah, she sings.
And then birds just fucking attack people's eyes.
Yeah, dude.
Cool.
I'm so into that.
I'm pretty down with that. Wait, who are the other ones in here?
We got Tiana. We're from left to right.
Left to right.
We got Ariel.
Ariel from Little Mermaid.
We got Pocahontas.
Okay.
We got Cinderella.
Okay.
We got Snow White. We got Rapunzel. We got Moana.
Moana. Now, is the girl from Wreck-It Ralph, is she an official Disney princess now?
Yes, she is.
Why not? You know what I mean?
She is. She was a princess.
Who's the redhead in the middle there?
Anna.
Oh, that's Anna. Yeah. The sister of the other one?
Of Elsa, who's in the dead center.
And then who's the girl in the back in the lime green drinking the frat? What is she
Princess in the Frog.
Princess in the Frog. Got it. You know a lot about Disney princesses. I think you're the man to produce this movie.
I don't think that like this is like hard. I think people could probably name
90% of them. Well, seeing them out of costume, I would not be able to know. Like, I wouldn't know.
Pocahontas, I would only know contextually in this picture.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't know who she is.
And even Tiana, like, her hair is definitely not like that normally.
Right.
But, like...
Ariel's hair stands out. It's that big bouffant of red hair. I get that. Like, who's the girl? Is that Sleeping Beauty?
Cinderella.
That's Cinderella.
Yeah. Where the fuck is Aurora?
That's what I'm talking about.
That's a solid question.
Where's Belle?
Where is Belle?
Where the fuck is Belle?
Yeah, I wonder if they're together. I wonder if they're just hanging out, you know?
Those are all adult ladies now, you know?
Well, Belle's got a castle.
Like, they're there with their family and doing shit.
I love the Disney extended universe. I love that this ties it all together, and I want a Disney princesses movie. What was your pitch again for it?
Pretty much just like an RPG type thing, where it's just like them action, like Imagine if Sucker Punch was good.
Okay.
That's my pitch.
Well, it's very similar to mine, because Sucker Punch, they were in a mental institute, right?
Yeah, we don't so need to go that far. So that could
be mine. They're in an academy or something like that, and they all have to like band together to fight an evil, like mm-hmm. an evil lord or something like that, something cool. I think that could be fun. What is that? What is that?
Oh, we see a shiny thing? Kevin's watch, I think.
Understood.
Yeah.
Is it? Oh, yeah, it is.
He turned me into a cat for a second.
You did, me too. I was like, shiny.
Hey,
shiny.
Kevin, can you pull this up again? I don't like that transition. Underneath us on the screen, it says Logan Wolverine movie releases plot synopsis. Why is that there?
I don't know.
That's an old-ass fucking...
Yeah, this is an old-ass preferred article. Scroll down. When the fuck was this? January 13th, 2017.
All right. That's weird. Yeah.
He looks great, though. I miss him. I miss him as the Wolverine.
Buffon.
He does have the Buffon. Kevin, bring up this next news story.
King Crusader says, what if they're making Princess Love?
What does that mean?
I don't know.
You know what it does.
I don't know what it means. Kevin, everyone, what does it mean?
Everyone here knows what it means.
I don't know what you're talking about. Nick, at no point did I see all those girls in a room together hanging out and think anything more than they're just friends.
Nick, what do you think about this transition?
I mean, I don't dislike it. I like every 80s transition. Do you have one that just goes from left to right so I can be like Joker?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
From 89 Batman? Ready? Do it. No, give it to me again. No, it's this way. One more time, and go. Joker
you
here.
You missed it.
No, I got it.
You were so
give me the.
Hot.
Can you put me? Give me a one. Give me the one and do it. Now do it again. So go back to the thing. Now give me mine.
It's gonna do the opposite direction. Okay. Yeah. You got it.
Yeah.
You missed it by a
lot. Give me one more. I want it. And
there you go.
Go. I hate you so much.
It's not my fault.
I hate you. Do there it is. Joker here. I've taken off my mask. Can you take off yours? Batman. Man, I gotta tell you, when we do Batman in review,
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna be semi-erect the entire time.
We should definitely get you a cow.
A cow?
A cowl?
Cowl.
Yeah.
I thought I had just a panic moment where I thought I was gonna walk up the stairs and see a fucking cow on the back.
Absolutely not.
And I'm like, it's gonna poop everywhere. Although I do like animals, so if it's a camel, let's get it. This news popped up today over on Deadline.com.
AJ Max says this is definitely a bit worth committing to.
Oh, yeah. If you know the 89 Batman, you just laughed your ass off three times. Sony's Marvel title Silver and Black isn't moving forward, but will split up into two separate movies. The original movie was to revolve around Silver Sable, the boss of a war criminal bounty org, and cat burglar Black Cat. The first title will likely be Black Cat. It's also expected that the producer, Gina Price Bythewood, will depart but still produce both films. She was
stop!
Sony, stop.
Just
stop.
Fucking stop!
Literally, nobody likes this. Sony.
Nobody stop. Likes this.
Stop
nobody.
It.
This next thing will terrify you. Sony has access to 900 Marvel characters and is intent to grow its canons and franchises. Other Sony Marvel properties in the mix are Daniel Espinosa-helmed Morbius and Jared Leto starring as a lead vampire and Spider-Man villain, plus projects like Silk, Jackpot, and Nightwatch, with the studio looking to hire screeners for the style. I'll tell you right now, I don't know anything about Silk, Jackpot, or Nightwatch, but I will write those movies for you if you want. I'm very cheap. Tim and I will spend a weekend together at a Starbucks. We came up with a logo in a weekend. We'll come up with a whatever the fucking synopsis is for Jackpot.
I'm in.
Do you know anything about Jackpot?
I actually do not know who Jackpot is. I'm very familiar with Silk. Here's the thing. I want these movies, if Sony's gonna do this shit, do it fucking right, and like do more things like Enter the Spider-Verse.
Right.
Into the Spider-Verse. That movie looks fucking awesome because it's like so clear. They're like, no, fuck canon, fuck continuity.
Right.
We're doing something. We're not trying to build a universe here.
Exactly.
We're trying to just fucking do something really, really fun and cool.
No, you have to build universes because that's how you make, that's how you.
You know what's funny about building a universe? In some ways, it's just make something good and then the universe follows from that.
That's what they did with Iron Man.
Pretty,
when they were like, we made Iron Man, it's pretty cool. Why don't we just keep
going?
And the Hulk.
And the Hulk, yes.
Wow, the Hulk.
That was more of like a...
When they made the Hulk, I don't think they were like, this is the watershed moment for us. I think they were like, we got this one out.
So here's the thing. If Venom... how do you think Venom's going to do?
I think it'll do moderately well. I don't think it's going to be a huge...
Is Venom rated R?
I don't think it'll be a huge hit.
No, it's PG-13.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Is it?
Mm.
I think so.
Let's look it up.
Hey, Yasman. 300% some stuff. Yeah, also, Venom might be PG-13 instead of rated R. He says might be. So I don't know. Maybe there's an article.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess it, to an extent, makes sense that it's rated PG-13, and then if they did a Carnage movie, that would be rated R.
No, dude. Stop making these fucking movies. Stop it! We don't like it!
What fucking sucks is Black Cat is probably one of my favorite characters in the Marvel Universe.
Sure.
And, like, her interactions with Spider-Man, I love the dynamic that it adds to Peter Parker.
Well, they kind of, because she's, what's her name, Felicia?
In Ultimate? In Ultimate.
Hardy, right? Yeah. They got a little makeout session every once in a while, right?
Every once in a while, and it's fucking great. I love the idea that Black Cat and Spider-Man love each other, but, like, Felicia Hardy and Peter Parker don't. Like, all that stuff. Always interesting, always fucking cool. But it's like, yo, let's team her up with Silver Sable. No, let's not. Let's just fucking not. And also, don't call it Silver and Black. And now these movies come out separately. They're just going to be called Silver and Black? No. I fucking hate this.
I don't know anything about this at all. Like, I don't read any of the comics that have to do with these side characters, mm-hmm. but I'm all for it. And I'll tell you why.
No, you're
not.
Just,
I'm all for it. I'll tell you why. It gives us more things to
more,
fuck
more
with.
More shit to fuck with. I get it.
The thing, like, is, Venom has no chance of being, like, great. I don't see that movie. I don't legitimately see getting out of that movie being like, wow, they really gave us something new. It looks generic as shit. Mm-hmm. And I'm a huge Tom Hardy fan.
Mm-hmm.
There's just no possible way it's going to do anything more than just be a relatively entertaining 2-hour
the
movie.
The best thing that can come from this movie,
turns out it looks like this is rated R,
by good reasons to make fun of Tom Hardy. Like, every fucking thing he says.
I don't know.
I don't understand how the world works. Put the lotion in the basket. And it sucks, too, because I really like the actor that's playing the bad guy. The guy that was in Rogue One.
Yeah. He's great. They're all great. Riz Tom Hardy's great. Have you seen Fury Road? He's fucking great.
No, he's fucking great.
He's great when you give him a good project. But we'll see. We're hating ass haters right
we
now.
We are being hating ass haters, but, like, let's just be real.
But it's because
we're pretty good at calling shit when it comes to this.
Let's put it this way.
We have not been wrong.
It's not like the Spider-Man universe isn't, our top 5 favorite Marvel movies of all time. Do we put Homecoming at, like, number 2? Isn't that our list official?
Officially, Homecoming is number 2.
So
yeah.
we love the Spider-Man universe. We're very into the Spider-Man. For all of you out there, they're like, you guys just hate everything that's not Marvel. Not true. Not true. It's just everything that's not Marvel happens to suck. Figure it out. Except for Harry Potter. That's still a jam. All right.
Wait, how do we feel about... Wait, go ahead.
Go for it. What is it?
I was going to say, are you ready for the next story? God damn it.
What is going on with this green stuff?
There you go. How do you feel about this transition?
I don't like that at all.
No?
It's about 45 seconds too long.
Oh, no. I'm doing my hand. I can do it.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That.
Let's... I don't like it.
Yeah. If it went into the thing.
Yeah,
cool.
But, like, that's...
But that's not how that works. I like the wipes. I don't dislike the wipes. But, again, it's because it gives me the opportunity to be like, do it again. Joker here.
Oh, I liked how that one kind of stretched out of it.
This was a squeeze wipe.
I love that our... like, as far as switchers are concerned, they only dialed in cheese dicky 1987 wipes.
100%.
That's all the transitions they have. Do they have a star transition? Because that would be the fucking kill. Take.
No, they don't.
Take the cake.
I really wish they did, because we would use that all the time.
Can we?
Nick, can you push it one more time? All right, now, Tim, you pull it. You pull it.
Pull it from here?
No, the other side.
Your side.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Well, it really works.
We got it that time. We got it that time.
Kevin, question with the switcher. Can we get rid of those transitions and program new transitions in?
I don't think so.
I think those are pre-programmed.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Otherwise, I would.
Well, they have dissolves and stuff. What other transitions
do you want? I want some of those dope transitions like IGN uses for news and stuff.
Those have to be overlays.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, though? Yeah. Where it's like color, like I want things to go...
Like this? Kevin, give me the news graphic. The news.
Like that?
That type of thing, yeah.
That's just extra. We can dial those in ourselves.
Can we dial it in so that when we go from us to talking about a news story?
Yeah, absolutely.
No,
cool.
I don't think you can. Because I have to. I guess so.
You physically have to do the cut.
Right.
But
yeah.
You just do it midway through the transition and
also,
it comes back. That's how
it works.
Just
so you know, Tim, you don't watch the show too often. But when I do the news, I usually hit the button in the middle of the transition. So it goes from this 2-shot to the news shot.
Mm.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Yeah. Toggle on Game says, I love these guys and their bullshit so much.
We love you too, bud.
Spoilers. We're dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, bring up this next news story. This comes from Alex Gilyadov over on the IGN. There's a chance James Gunn could reportedly still work for Disney and Marvel again, despite recently being fired as director of Guardians of the Galaxy. Per The Hollywood Reporter, Gunn is currently in negotiations with Disney over his exit settlement, and through these talks, those hope he could return to Marvel in some fashion. According to an anonymous source The Hollywood Reporter has, Gunn could even come back to develop and direct another Marvel film. However, a verdict hasn't been made yet, and talks between Gunn and Marvel are reportedly still ongoing. Quote, an end-all verdict hasn't been issued, and conversations with Marvel are still ongoing, says the informant. I like how they called it. Oh, says a source informed The Hollywood Reporter. I thought they were calling him The Informant. I was like, that's a dope thing. Of course, Gunn was recently let go because of those tweets. I don't know. I don't see Gunn working for this. My hope, do you want to know what my ultimate hope is?
Yeah.
Is that they part ways with Gunn, and then it's getting a little distracting now.
I'll be honest with you. I didn't expect that one to be as crazy as it was.
It's mostly because that happens, then you giggle afterward. Let's go sans transition for the rest of the show. How does that sound? Someone brought up an interesting point where they were like, what if they brought him over to DC and he started making those movies? And I was like, someone said, this was a theoretical world.
Yeah.
Where they said, what if they brought him over to do Green Lantern Corps? And I'm like, what if Dave Bautista came over to play Kilowog? That would be amazing.
But the thing is, it wouldn't. Did Joss Whedon save it? No, he didn't.
Joss Whedon would have saved it had he been on the project from the beginning. He came in to triage it.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Gave Joss Whedon carte blanche and said, you're going to direct a Justice League movie from brand new, you're going to write the script, all that stuff, it would have been a much better movie.
It would have been a much better movie, but I still don't think it would have been good because they're still having to deal with all the bullshit set up in all the other movies.
Sure.
Like, I think that's the issue.
But you go back and watch Justice League, there's not much setup. They're like, Cyborg is just introduced. No. And we're like, that's weird.
Yeah, but
this character's not really
deal with Superman being dead, kind of. Like, all this fucking weird bullshit. Like, they're just too much garbage going into that.
I would love to see the original, like, the Zack Snyder script versus what the movie ended up being. I don't know
why anyone's so interested in that.
I'm just fascinated.
It's like comparing two different turds.
Well, no, it's because I'm fascinated to see what Joss Whedon came in and did and was able to do.
I think it's clear, right? When you watch the movie.
You know his scenes. You can hear all the dialogue scenes that they reshot where you're like, oh, they actually have quippy dialogue back and forth. It's not just trite and useless. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It fucking sucks because I used to love Zack Snyder. And, like, I would defend him from a stylistic point of view because I was like, his movies look fucking cool at the very least. And there is a vibe to them that other movies don't have. Then it was like, but you need to get that substance. Like, you did Watchmen. How did you fuck everything up, everything else up so much?
He did 300 too, right?
Yeah.
300 was good.
But then he also did Sucker Punch, right?
Sucker Punch was the end. That was the beginning of the end.
Yeah. And that's the thing.
Does anyone think 300 is not good?
No, some people don't like it because it's a very thin movie. I've heard criticisms of 300 because there's no plot. But if you go back and read the original graphic novel and you watch the movie, you're like, yeah, this is a very faithful reproduction of this. Yeah. Not much story there. It's just kind of a cool retelling of that.
So James Gunn, though, like, what do you think is going to happen here? Because, like, in my opinion, and I've been saying this since the beginning, that, like, if there isn't more reason than just the tweets, he's going to get rehired back.
I would assume.
And I think that at this point, the fact that there is this much scuttlebutt and there is this much like resistance,
the word scuttlebutt.
Thank you, from people like Bautista, but that James Gunn is talking to Disney. They're still talking about potentially using the script. It's like you can't cut ties with someone just as a director. Oh, but they wrote the script.
Yeah,
that's not cutting ties.
For me, it's very. This has to be black and white for Disney. Mm-hmm. It has to be we're cutting ties 100%, and this is our stance, or we have made a mistake, and we're welcoming him back into the fold.
And I think that's going to happen. So this whole might still have a future with Disney and Marvel. To me, that doesn't imply, oh, he might direct a Marvel movie in the future. If he does not direct Guardians 3, I don't see him fucking directing another movie in the future.
I can't see him coming back in and being like, yeah, I'll take the next Thor. Like, I wouldn't. Personally, like, I wouldn't take that chance of, like, this has been a hugely, hugely, like, traumatic experience for him having basically this series that he started yanked out from underneath him. I don't know that I would open myself up to that kind of an experience again.
Yeah.
Where I James Gunn.
I think he's going to be back.
Especially since I'm sure DC or other comic book, like Sony's probably looking at him going like, we can bring this guy aboard. What would a James Gunn Carnage movie look like? Like, I don't know, but I'm interested.
Yeah.
You have my curiosity.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he's going to get rehired back.
I would hope so.
On Guardians 3.
I would hope so. I hope your theory of there's more to it is false. No, that's no offense to you. I hope it's wrong.
I think that
Disney. I hope someone at Disney said, look, we're trying to be very sensitive right now. we're trying to do the right thing, and we thought we were doing the right thing, and they look at it, and upon further review, and my hope is that they go, you know what? Let's re-examine this. Let's bring it back into the fold. Let's make sure Dave Bautista doesn't have to quit. Because I don't know. He's got another movie coming out, but I don't know. We'll see what happens. Cool Greg, I need you in here for this. Now, as you know, Cool Greg and I go on mandates every once in a while.
Every once in a while.
We were supposed to see Hotel Transylvania 3.
Yeah.
But we did not see that.
Still not too late.
I know, I'm out of town this weekend. I was going to take you to Hotel Transylvania 3 this weekend, but I got a stupid bachelor party in Vegas. But I did want to watch this with you and see how, your take on it. So let me make sure. Are we good on this? Yeah, we're good on that.
Give me 2 seconds.
Okay. Now, this is a new movie Simon Pegg, Nick Frost are in. Now, the pitch for this... Actually, I'm just going to let you watch it. All
right, man.
I'm going to let you watch it. Let me know when you're ready, Kevin.
I'm give me one.
We're going to sit in silence. There we go.
That was silent.
I mean, I'm just really...
We had
are you worried that we're going to get claimed, or is it
issue? No, there's tech issues. I'm trying to like prep stuff for later, and I don't want everything to crash.
That's fine. We're watching, for those of you listening at home, we're watching a movie called a trailer for a movie called Slaughterhouse Rules with Nick Frost, Simon Pegg, and Michael Shannon, I think, is the other character in that.
Like, every time you guys call me on camera, I just end up standing here.
I mean, people like it, though. So there are people legitimately on YouTube who say we just need Cool Greg in the corner at all times, just doing stuff.
I appreciate it.
Just ganging and shitting. All
right, ready?
Let's go. Now, you guys are into horror movies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, I'm not getting audio. God damn it.
We're getting audio.
Making a new... Is it directed by Edgar Wright?
No. That's the weird thing about this, but it feels very Edgar Wright-y.
All right, that should have fixed it.
Okay, let's go into it. Go for it.
Did you get my note about the no-go areas? I cannot have two.
Holy shit.
These things always end up in a bloody mess.
Welcome all to Slaughterhouse.
This is the school pecking order. At the top, we have the bat. In the middle, cleanse your eyes.
Watch where you're looking.
And then down at the bottom, wooden.
Who's wooden?
That's wooden.
Kid.
I'm afraid Mr. Pring will be unable to teach today or ever again. He died here, alone. Anyway.
There's something in the woods.
What the devil?
That hole is a gateway. And it leads straight down to hell.
Now, who wants to buy some drugs? They just ate half the upper sink.
Now we can blow shit up.
Language, Woody. Children, save yourselves! To the schooner!
Hold it!
All right, I'm going as fast as I can.
You're making me nervous!
Seatbelts, everyone.
Stop worrying. What are they gonna do? Eat you alive.
Delicious.
Now, Cool Greg, how's this sit with you? It's clearly an homage to Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm.
Very much Harry Potter, boarding school, pecking order, horror movie.
Yeah.
Mandate?
I love the outfits, man.
All right.
I want to see you just for that. All right. Everything else is weird as fuck.
Do you feel like it's just a cheap, unabashed ripoff of Harry Potter?
Yeah.
But are you down for it?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm always down for the ripoffs.
Kevin, what's your take on this?
I just wish they were holding wands more.
I know.
It definitely looked like a magic school, but at no point are they doing any magic.
They're not doing any magic, and that's the issue I have.
What does the chat have to say? MB08DN says, this looks absolutely fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why does it look like a shitty YouTube movie?
I don't know, but I'm in.
Simon Pegg, Nick Frost, what the fuck?
It's because it's not Edgar Wright, that's why, probably.
Oh my God,
it's Crispin Mills, and I don't know who Crispin Mills is. Let's see what else he's done. Nothing of that I can tell. Nope. Nope.
I don't know. I didn't like that.
Not one bit?
I didn't like that one bit.
All right. Mm-mm. All right. Well, that'll be one of those movies I watch 6 months from now and go, you know what? It's not that bad.
I will never watch that movie.
You just made a movie day with...
Yeah, but we don't actually follow through on that. Cool Greg has much cooler things to do than hang out with me at night. That's what happens. All right. This story was put on the docket like 4 times by Joey Noel, so let's finally get over to it. Tessa Thompson's Thor Ragnarok had an astronomical price tag.
The conspiracy continues.
I'm telling you right now, if you don't think Big Wig has a lot of money, wait until you hear how much this wig costs. Tess Thompson is an astronaut worth her weight in gold. Agreed with that. And that's basically what her Thor Ragnarok wig costs, according to a new Huffington Post interview with her Sorry to Bother You director, Boots Riley. The shoot for the surreal indie comedy co-starring whatever. So in order to make... Oh, okay. I have to read that paragraph. I apologize. The shoot for the surreal indie comedy co-starring Thompson apparently conflicted with her Marvel reshoots for Ragnarok, but the two characters couldn't have had more different hairstyles, with Valkyrie rocking a pragmatic yet elegant flowing ponytail, and Detroit slaying with short, colorful ringlets. So, in order to make the simultaneous shoot work, Disney decided to spring for a hairpiece that puts its enormous budget to good use. The $10,000 wig. And no, that's not a smudge on your screen. That is indeed five figures. Did the trick. But reportedly, Disney wasn't too happy about the whole thing. Riley said he later tried to apologize to Thor Ragnarok director Taika Waititi, who gave him a totally Korg response. He was like, it's not my money.
Fucking Taika. My man. So weird, though. Like, it's weird that it worked that way. Like, because, sorry to bother you, very small indie movie.
Yeah.
It's weird that, like...
I would have been like, no.
That Disney lost out on that. But, hey, good for them. That worked out well.
Yeah, it worked out. I didn't even recognize she was wearing a wig in any of the shoots. That's yeah, how dude, good that $10,000 wig was. And I'm telling you right now, guys,
baby.
I used to be on the front line of fighting wig conspiracy.
Oh, yeah.
So but now I think I'm a shill. Now I think I'm a shill. I think I'm part of it.
Shit.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, it becomes
now, I just said that wig was great. Have you ever heard those words come out of my mouth before?
I'm actually offended.
I appreciate it. It shows growth in your character.
It does it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd like to start getting some growth in my wallet, Wigspiracy. Why don't you start paying me and I'll start going out there and saying there are no wigs. There are no wigs. Time for the big topic, Kevin. We talked about this yesterday with Greg Miller, but I wanted to get your take on it. Now, the Academy Awards, the governing body, the MPAA, has said we are going to start a new category for the Academy Awards called popular movies.
Okay.
And a lot of people in Hollywood, including Rob Lowe, are like, this is stupid.
So is it just one category or is it multiple categories?
So for right now, this is the tweet, says, change is coming to the Oscars. Here's what you need to know. A new category is being designed around achievement in popular film. We've seen an early air date. We've set an early air date of 2020. Mark your calendars for February 9th. It's a little earlier than it was. And we're planning more globally accessed three-hour telecast. So it is a new category for popular film.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the hope for this, obviously, is that ratings for the Academy Awards have been slipping for a very, very long time. Because I guess from their perspective, there's not enough representation of popular movies in the Academy Awards. From everyone else's perspective, at least mine, it's way too long. It's got a bunch of awards that no one gives a shit about. There's a bunch of music, like all of these things that are in it. The show needs to be an hour long, hour and a half max, and only the awards anyone gives a shit about. Having said that, I'm on board with the popular movie category.
I am too. I feel like category. All of this is kind of, it's complicated, and we talk about this on the game side of things a lot more because we are actually, like, that shit matters to us, and I feel like our voice is actually represented in choosing the game awards.
Well,
I feel
like on the game side, it's the opposite, right? Because on the game side, you often have AAA titles that win awards, and you don't necessarily have representation for the indie movies. I feel like it's different on the Academy Awards side, where it's like, you do get those movies, like, that are obscure, more obscure titles that not a lot of people saw, but are very, very good and important films that are being represented, but there's no love for Marvel.
I think that's changing on the game side in the last couple of years specifically.
Has it?
Indie games are definitely getting a lot of shine and a lot of representation, deservedly so. But I feel like games just don't have the Oscars yet.
Yeah.
Like there's the Game Awards, which is the closest thing, but that's still so far from being the one award show that matters for the category of media. So for the Oscars, it being too long or it not showing enough awards or it showing too many awards or like which ones are telecast, which are televised, which ones aren't, like you can't please everybody. And so what's the goal? Trying to please as many people as possible?
I think, the goal to me would be to keep the importance of the Academy Awards around. And it's not that winning an Academy Award is any less of an accomplishment.
Is that the goal, though?
And like,
is
for me, it is because I love the Academy Awards and I love rewarding people. I like the institution of the Oscars.
But I guess
I like the idea of you know, it makes people, it drives people toward making better and better films, which I think is one of the big criticisms of this new popular category, is that it's clearly not going to reward movies for the art of filmmaking. It's going to reward movies for box office returns. And that's... Rob Lowe had that quote where... Shit, I love. What did I fucking... Hold on a sec. Let me reopen this. Yeah, here we go. Rob Lowe's quote was, quote, the film business passed away today. It's been in poor health for a number of years. It is survived by sequels, tentpoles, and vertical integration. Andy Richter went on to say, finally, Oscars will give a statue based on popularity so that those poor mountains of box office money won't be lonely anymore. So I think the theory in this, or at least the feeling in this, is that we are now dumbing down the Oscars.
That's so fucking
that we can bring
stupid.
More of a mainstream audience.
Like, this doesn't make sense because, like, I don't think that the Oscars have any fear of going away. That doesn't make sense. Maybe changing, lowering their budget, not being as big and stupid and unnecessary right. as they are. Sure. Who cares about that? We don't need to preserve that.
Well, that's my feeling, right? My feeling is I like the popular category. I like the idea that if this category were in place, Logan might have won last year. And James Mangold might have walked away with an Academy Award.
I think Logan would have won.
Easily, right?
If well,
and had there been, so if they were this category, because it made
Infinity
a lot of money.
Will Infinity War win this year then?
So
that's like, the question.
Does that easily go to that?
Let's put it this way. It's not going to be Solo. You know what I'm talking about.
But the problem I have with the popular with the popular film category is what does that mean? What's it defined by? Because if it's just defined by box office, it's not an award show. There's no voting going on.
I don't know that it's not going to be defined. There's still going to be a vote.
Yeah,
it's good. Which movies get to be put into that category, I think, are the popular movies, i.e. the Marvel movies. It's mm-hmm. going to be the Star Wars movies, the Marvel movies, the DC movies, like all the movies that were theatrical, like blockbuster hits. I think you're going to see that represented in this category.
And I think that's a great thing. I think those movies deserve to be at the Academy Awards for something. And I feel like giving them this type of treatment is correct. Like, that's where they are. Unless they go above and beyond and do something more than quote unquote just being a superhero movie, they shouldn't be in the best film category. They shouldn't best picture category. They shouldn't be in the best screenplay category. That's why Logan being in the best screenplay made a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Where it's like, that movie did something different. That wasn't just, oh, this is a popular movie based on popular characters.
I think some of the debate comes in the form of the Oscars has always been one type of award ceremony. And then, like, you've got the MTV Movie Awards. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got the other. We have a bunch
but
of
those
awards.
Don't matter.
Exactly, but those are the awards for pop movies, right? You're not going to see Moonlight represented or La La Land. Well, actually, I think La La Land might have represented. So totally. You're not going to see.
And Moonlight was too. Like the problem is, it's the opposite of video games, where video games don't have the one true award show that is the one that matters. It only has the VMAs.
Right.
Whereas with movies, yeah, they have all the ones that don't matter, or they have so many movie mm-hmm. Award shows, but they don't matter. Only the Oscars matters. The rest of them are just like, I mean, they matter to whoever wins.
Sure.
But they don't really matter in terms of overall consequence.
Sure.
And that's why I think that like the Marvel movies definitely deserve some type of nod at these shows.
It's always been one of those things that grated on me when I was a kid, because you'd see these amazing movies and they didn't, I would, movies that actually like, touched me, movies that I really vibe with, movies that I was like, I love these movies, and they just were all, it always seemed like when I watched a movie that was like a science fiction movie, for instance, mm-hmm. and I was like, oh man, that was my favorite movie of last year. It hit on so many notes that were emotional for me. It really did something that I felt was special, and then it would come Academy Award time, and then it was like, Lincoln, that's gonna win. And I watched Lincoln, and I'm like, this movie doesn't speak to me at all. I know I'm not alone, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, Lincoln, a good movie, mm-hmm. but you can't deny anymore the accomplishments that are being made with superhero movies. Mm-hmm. Like, Infinity War is a huge accomplishment, and it's a singularly unique thing that's ever happened in cinema. The fact that it's not going to be represented, or now that it will be represented, in the highest award ceremony possible for that, I think is a very good thing.
Totally. And those movies have been represented in the sense of, like, VFX awards and all of that. And that makes sense, you know, that, like, those are undeniably the outstanding examples of
right, but I was going back to this. Lincoln, obviously, I think it won the Academy Award the year, right? Or at least it was nominated.
Mm-hmm.
Do I want to go back and watch that or Infinity War again? Enough said.
I get it, but I also think that like
Lincoln, important movie, great, we got it.
The arguments being made against this edition are very thin because this category isn't going to take away from the Lincolns of the world.
Sure.
It's not going to take away from the
No, it's not.
Those movies
There's
are still...
Ten, they still have 10
That's what the Oscars
categories.
Are for. The Oscars are for, like, letting people know what's the best picture of the year in that pretentious-ass way.
Yeah, that you didn't watch.
And every year, we end up going to watch them because it's like, okay, we want to be educated on that and see what is outside of our typical kind of... What the fuck is that? We're going to watch Marvel movies, right? We're going to watch Star Wars movies. We're going to watch Fast and Furious movies. We're going to watch all of those big blockbusters. We would never go to the theater and be like, I'm going to watch fucking Lincoln. Now with MoviePass, I did watch Sorry to Bother You. Yeah. I did watch Eighth Grade. Like I'm watching movies that I wouldn't necessarily watch before. But once the Oscar season comes along, we're going to watch a lot more. I wouldn't watch Florida Project last year if it wasn't in the conversation.
Of course. And again, you raise a very good point. That is the point of the Oscars, is to highlight those movies that are good, beautiful representations of like of art in filmmaking.
But I don't think that's the point of the Oscars.
I think that's the point of the Oscars.
Oscars should be celebrating movies. So it's like, it should be
That's
both.
My thing. Richard Jackson says, Nick, I disagree. It's a standalone film. Infinity War does not display the quality necessary for best picture film. I totally agree with you. That's why I think a different category is interesting. But I also think that there's just a lot of, I don't know, I got a lot of problems with the film industry.
Elephant says, Tim, you're arguing against yourself. Adding pop culture movies to the Oscars waters down the rest of them. No, it doesn't. You need to be able to enjoy like high and lowbrow at the same time and understand that they both have value. They're just different value. You can like Nicki Minaj and Tone Deaf in the same fucking breath. And it's like, that just shows that you have a very...
First off, how dare you try to denigrate Nicki Minaj? Am I... What's up?
What's up?
Okay. Did you have a bit when you came in here, or were you just thinking, I'm going to interrupt the show for no reason? Because we were actually having a conversation. What is this?
I don't know. There's sticks out there that you can...
Okay, these are posts.
Got it. Oh my God.
Got it.
Dude, I have like PTSD.
Yeah.
Just in general from everyone
sticks.
In this
Do you
office.
Get beat by sticks all the time?
No, it's just, I just don't trust people.
All right. Well, I guess that's the end of that conversation. Let's go into some tips.
Sorry, I forgot we were doing a thing.
Give me your fucking money!
Mr. Straightfire said, Hey, Nick, what you've done with this show is amazing. Most versatile KF show. It's fun to listen to while working, eating, or jogging. Tim, I'm not into Smash, but I watch every Reacts video because I love to see your excitement for it. Also, how does Gia feel about hype? The future child's middle name.
Holy shit.
I think hype for your first name is awesome. Hype Geddes.
Yeah, I'm actually so down to call my kid Hype.
Hype is dope.
Everyone tweet at Gia Tap Harris and tell her we're going to name our first child Hype.
What do you name the second kid? Turbo?
Don't tell me that part.
Tell her Turbo's the second name. No. That's a possible option. Nick or Turbo. OMGLX says, here's my Tim Geddes appreciation tax. Got my... Neurophones in the mail yesterday, and holy shit, they are freaking amazing. I'm gonna write a review on the subreddit later, but I wanted to give my thanks to yet another solid recommendation from kind of funny. Do we have a code for that? Those are those headphones that you liked, right?
Sorry, I was looking at the chat, I was distracted.
Neurophones?
Yes, dude, Neurophones are fucking awesome.
Well, he agrees with you.
Yes, please do a review on the Reddit, like you said you were gonna.
All right. P.S. I love this Best Friend XOXO is the next section of this.
I hate the smell of fucking cardboard.
Oh, I love the smell of it. I like the smell of cardboard because it reminds me of like postal offices, and I like to send packages and get packages. I also like the smell of Sharpie markers. Have I smelled them a lot? I have. P.S. I love this Best Friend XO. Go to kindoffunny.com/best friend to nominate people you feel are doing a great job of being a best friend out there. Trevor Starkey is shouting out Lauren Wilson, Harv Palmer, and Joey Noel. Shouting out Lauren, Harv, and Joey. Harv is a great name, by the way. AKA the Dino Squad, for helping me get my first squad victory royale in Fortnite and just being awesome all around best friends. P.S. Sign up for the Kind of Funny Extra Life at kindoffunny.com/extra life. It's so great, Trevor, that Joey hits you up at night to play Fortnite. It must be a good feeling when your friends want to spend more time with you outside of work. It must be a great feeling when they're not watching Grease 2 or Mamma Mia 2 or any of the sequels that they swear are better than the first movie, even though clearly they're not, and they need to check themselves before they wreck themselves. Oh, hey, Joey Noel, what's going on?
I just like to clarify that I never said that Mamma Mia 2 is better than Mamma Mia 1. I just like both of them. That's the only rebuttal I have to hear. Any of your arguments.
Lowbrow.
I understand.
Get on my level.
Here's the level. Get on it. Get on my level.
Says Mr. Daddy's Home, all
I
of those
swear,
movies.
Here's the thing. The Oscars need to go farther. Where's our fucking Daddy's Home category?
Oh, man. They have best comedy, don't they? Isn't that no.
It's comedy.
No, they have best drama. That's where they put that shit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, no, it's the opposite. You're right. There's best comedy.
Is there best comedy?
Isn't it comedy musical or something? Yeah, something weird like that?
The thing is, the Oscars has not evolved. They just need to have categories that are actually representative of films that people fucking give a shit about.
Yeah. Wasn't it Get Out that was nominated for best comedy?
Get Out?
I think
that's that was the Golden Globes.
And, and The Martian.
You're thinking The Martian was best comedy, and people were like, okay, I guess I'll do it. And then it won. Everyone's like, you guys are, this is just a useless, useless award ceremony. Just useless. You know what's not useless, though? Giving away games. Tim, tell people how they can win.
Four ways to win. One, be in the chat. Two, be a Twitch subscriber. Mm-hmm. If you're an Amazon Prime user, you have Prime.
That's right. You nailed it.
You're a free subscriber every month. Every 30 days, you can go to your Twitch account, click the thing. All of a sudden, you're subscribed.
Super easy.
Patreon.com/kindoffunny. And four, patreon.com/kindoffunny. Games at the $2 or above level. All of them add on top of each other. It's fun. Hot.
Now, before we get to the giveaways today, we have two games to give away. It's because we have two amazing sponsors today. Mm. Our first sponsor brings you this show. It's MeUndies. Tim, are you wearing MeUndies right now?
Of course I'm wearing
MeUndies. Are you swearing
right
by MeUndies?
I swear, but right now I'm just wearing hard purple.
Hard purple?
Hard purple, that's it.
That's a great name for purple.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's hard.
Yeah.
I felt these MeUndies. They're very, very soft. Greg makes me feel his undies every time he's wearing them on the show.
He makes you.
Well, nobody makes me. Nobody can make the champ do anything. It's highly encouraged because these things are so soft. How soft, Greg? Tim? That's
very
right.
Soft.
Three times softer than regular cotton because they use those micromodal fibers. Mm. Couldn't believe how soft these things are. If you guys haven't felt them, well, you're going to want to put your face on them, that's for sure, even though you wear them not on your face. Don't wear them outside with your face. You look like a weirdo. They release multiple fun prints each month.
You'd be comfy.
You would be. Your face would be very well comfy. In matching socks and bra, let's talk about, let's see, you got these, you got the hard purples, you got those
I have
smileys.
So many of these MeUndies.
You can even get a matching pair with your partner. Is Gia into that yet?
She is.
All right, fantastic. 100% satisfaction guarantee. You're going to love these undies. But if you don't, guess what? You can just send them back. They'll give you a full refund. Right now, they're doing something real cool. MeUndies just launched a brand new membership. You can level up your top drawer with new MeUndies each month.
Awesome.
Members gain access to exclusive prints that no one else can get. They get special member pricing on every product MeUndies makes, and you can switch styles or skip any month you want. You're a big fan of this.
I am, dude. They're so, honestly, one of my favorite brands in the entire world.
It's
MeUndies is just, they just do it.
They ship them to you, you tried it, and you were
I'm
just
hooked
a user from
since
day one.
Day one, man.
To get 15% off your first pair, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/morning. That's MeUndies.com/morning. What are you waiting for?
A shoe.
Exactly. Our next sponsor is here. Hims, a wellness brand for men, is sponsoring this episode of the Kinda Funny Morning Show. I have used these products right before this show started. I forgot that I didn't take my Hims Biotin vitamin today, so I stole one off of Andy's desk. Have I done that for the last 3 days in a row? Yeah. Oh, should Andy. I probably buy him some more? Yeah. I probably should, because he's going to get here and be like,
well, Nick,
my
if
vitamins?
You were going to buy some, there's a promo code you can
there's
use.
There's lots of promo codes, but this is not what we're talking about, though.
Mm.
Today, Hims is here to solve a whole host of problems. Of course, Hims is a wellness brand for men, a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, and sexual wellness for men. And guess what? If I have stuff to look forward to, it's this. 40% of men by age 40 struggle from not being able to get and maintain an erection. Mm. Sexual performance issues, more common than you think. And, you know, it's just proof one more time that we need people out there helping us solve these problems.
I've had friends, my age friends, that have had a lot of issues with this stuff, and it was very hard for them. Oh, well, it wasn't.
It was very difficult for them.
It was very difficult for them to deal with those kind of issues and, like, opening up about it. And then once they did, they went in and they, like, tried to figure it out and, like, look into it, and mm-hmm. it was a whole bunch of just issues they had that are solvable.
There you go. These are well-known generic equivalents to name brand prescriptions to help you combat ED. No waiting room, no awkward doctor visits, no lines. Save hours by going to 4hims.com. This is easy. Answer a few quick questions and chat with a doctor for a confidential review. Products shipped directly to your door. Why not give it a shot? Here is the actual deal. Try Hims for a month for just $5. We'll get you started for just $5 while supplies last. See website for full details. This would cost hundreds if you went to the doctor or pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/KFMS. That's FORHIMS.com/KFMS. 4hims.com/KFMS. All right,
today's kind of funny morning show.
That is. Mm. Today's winner. One comes from the Twitch. Congratulations, Al J. Mack. You have won
Crew
2 on PS4. And Super Dope Fresh 15 from the Twitch chat as well as one Mugsters on Switch. Love it.
Mugsters.
Let's go into the 3 and 3. And if you guys are watching for the first time, this is our opportunity to talk to you guys, interact with you a little bit, shoot the shit, and then, of course, we will go into sub-only mode which is my favorite mode. And we'll talk to the subscribers, the chosen few who have chosen to actually support us via their hard-earned dollars or their free Amazon Prime money. Either way. Let's see. Let's see. Richard Draken says, Nick and Tim, I propose that the Oscars turn to genre categories. That way, action or comedy flicks can get recognition without being denigrated as, quote, popular film. That's not a bad idea. That is not a popular, that's not a bad idea. Best action film, best comedy, best horror film.
I don't know, man. It's a slippery slope. The problem
but
is...
But I mean, I'd rather those categories than best costumes. Best, you know, best...
Would you, though?
Yes, because I don't care about it. Like,
here's the thing. We can't take those away.
Real talk, though, put those in the technical awards, then. Because I don't, like, there's always, like, best makeup, and I'm like, I don't, who cares? I just want to see the people, like, the bigger categories. That's
I don't
fun.
Know, man.
Best actor, best supporting actor. I told you, here's my pitch for you on the show yesterday. Do away with the male-female catalogs, too. That's how you can cut half the show in half right there. Mm. Best actor. You got Ryan Gosling versus fucking Meryl Streep. That's a fight I want
to
see.
To the death.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what it's going to be every year, and that's cool. Mm-hmm. That way, 10 best pictures? No. Bring them back down to 5. Put best action movie, best horror movie, best comedy in there. Done. 10 categories. No more musical performances unless the song's actually good. Or just bring in a random song.
I think I have a show for you, Nick. It's called the MTV Movie
But
Awards.
I'm telling you right now, man, you do that with Ryan Gosling. I'm watching every time. Let's see. Tim, do you think Nick is a sore winner? Says Lakers head 2-4-3-2. Yeah, 100%.
You can't answer that question.
Oh, he nailed it. He is.
I would say no. Nick is just always like this. It's not having winning has nothing to do with it.
I'm just having a great time.
Just having a great time.
Are you having a great time?
I'm having a great time. Silver Rabbit says Power Rangers 2, Green Ranger for the win. Yeah, so I've been hearing this last couple days that apparently Hasbro. Well, wait. Who owns Power Rangers now?
Saban.
No, Hasbro. Now Hasbro does.
Wait, what?
I thought they sold it. Oh, Saban sold it to Hasbro.
Yes. I think that's correct. Let me know.
It just got
But they're like, no, we want to make a sequel to the Power Rangers movie. I'm like, what the fuck? Did not see this coming. I'm here for it, though.
Tell you what, the movie was
Let's
good.
Let's go. I'll yeah, the movie was decent. And I'll take a sequel for sure. I would rather a reboot, though. Let's just start again. Let's have one more shot.
The reboot's dangerous, and I'll tell you why. Because you might get something worse this time. Hasbro, remember, Transformers movies. Hasbro, right?
Yeah.
Dangerous.
Dangerous.
Although I stand by, and I said this on the show the other day, and I think that I even said this to my wife. I was like, we saw the preview for Bumblebee. And she was like, that looks, and I'm like, don't even finish that sentence because that movie looks great. And it's going to be the first great, I think it's going to be the first good Transformers movie we've ever gotten.
I don't know.
I think it's going to be good. I don't think it's going to be great. I think
so far things are looking good, but I don't know if it's going to be as good as even the first one. We'll see. We'll fucking see.
I think it's going to be smaller.
I'm keeping my mind open for this.
It's got Haley Steinfeld.
I want it to be good. I love her.
And John Cena.
I love him.
And the radio voices of all the Bumblebee voices.
I love that too.
There you go. And it looks like a real Transformer, not a fucking massive metal where a bomb went off in it. Let's see. I don't know what that means. let's see. What? Comac Chaos says, Animal Control was just at my door saying that my pet license expired. They expire?
Yeah, you need to have a license to have a pet.
Well, you gotta have little tags and stuff, so if they go away, like, they know who you are. You have to license them, yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, dogs, I think, right?
Is he joking?
I don't know. We'll never know. Nick, do you ever listen to Never Not Funny at All? You remind me of Jimmy Pardo a lot. I don't listen to that spasmgasm, and if this person, Jimmy Pardo, is stealing my shit, I need to know right now, we will wage war against him just like we did against the Mr. Bucket people.
They won.
They fucking won. They cleaned our clock.
It wasn't even close.
But Kevin...
Listening.
Live free or die hard, you know what I mean? Live free or die hard. Live free or die hard. We are in sub-only mode, by the way. Let's see. Lotus Chef says, when is the Nick Gia show? Well, you know we're best friends now.
Yeah.
Conservatively.
So
that'll happen
whenever
soon.
Whenever you guys are both available.
Let's see. One last word says, hey, Daddy, do you have the belt again? How'd I miss this? Man, life moves pretty fast sometimes. You gotta stop and smell at the roses, you know what I mean?
I know what you mean. Unpaid Drummer says, Tim, have you read 2014's Thor, God of Thunder? Best comic I've ever read and could be a great movie or two to get rid of Hemsworth and bring in Lady Thor. I have not. I've been interested in it, but I never did it. Melissa with a Y says, have y'all been watching Attack on Titan season 3?
No. Not yet.
I'm going
to
wait.
I'm waiting for it all to be done.
And then we're going to fucking get in there.
I'm into it. Chuck Eddie 26 says, you need a license to own certain animals, like foxes. Thanks, Chuck. Appreciate
Lexi
that.
Gunner says, where'd you get the shirt? I got it from the Rocket League birthday thing that we did. It's actually not available to other people because...
It's a staff. Tim was staff.
It's a staff shirt.
It's a staff shirt. Let's see. We'll take the last subscriber question right now. The Hoop Man says, best chicken fast food chain. Well, I don't know what the best is, but I'll tell you what certainly is not the best. Chick-fil-A.
I love Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A sucks.
Chick-fil-A sucks.
It's trash.
I love it so much.
It's trash.
And I don't eat trash!
Yes, you do.
To be fair, though, I would crush some Chick-fil-A right now.
I love Chick-fil-A. Let's go, San Jose.
All right, everyone. Love you very much. I'm off tomorrow. I don't know who's filling in for me, but it'll be someone special and exciting.
Joey and Nick.
Joey and Nick?
Joey and Greg.
Yeah, there you go. I love you all. I'll be back Monday, but tune in tomorrow, 11 a.m., same bat time, same bat channel. Remember, if you are watching this on YouTube, the word of the day is?
General Electrics.
And you spell that however you want. I'll be in the comment section of this video a little later today, so leave a comment, please do. Also, subscribe to this channel, because I like to see the numbers go up. When they stay stagnant, it makes me depressed, and when they go down, it makes me want to just swallow this tube whole and hope it disintegrates into my
face. Have you seen people do that?
No.
Hot.
Hotness. Until next time, I'll see you guys later. Kevin, please cut the feed.
Not usually.